The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning. I'm Ron Ferris from Pooper Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And it's Tuesday, July 26, 2011. And this is Volume 1, Chapter 22. 22, yes, of the R&D Radio Show.
Imagine that, 22 shows.
I was just thinking that. You know what? Four more.
20 of them we've been sitting across from each other.
That's right. 21 of them.
20.
Oh, why? Did you miss one?
You don't remember. Oh, I see how it is.
I wasn't here last week.
And I wasn't here that week. I had the 40-hour training, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
I apologize, Dan.
You're in your own world, Ronnie.
I didn't mean to miss you.
You're
that
in your
week.
Own world.
I didn't mean to miss you, but I guess we did.
You're just upset because I went to Dunkin's and I didn't pick you up anything.
That's all right. I brought my own.
Oh, you didn't get me nothing.
No, I don't have anything to eat. I ate at home. Unlike some people. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM or online at www.1110wccmam.com. If you're shy, you can email us at tips@boopa.com. And if you are shy, please email us with a question and we will answer it for you if we can. If we can't answer it this week, we'll have an answer for you next week.
Yes, we will.
And remember, you can always listen to any of our shows online, anytime, 24/7, at www.boopa.com/blog. Click on the R&D Radio Show link, and you can hear our podcast anytime you like. It's your convenience. If you're having trouble sleeping at night, like this morning, I was on Facebook, and myself included, a lot of people had a hard time sleeping last night.
Really?
I don't know if there was a full moon or what. I don't think there was a full
moon.
No,
it wasn't a full moon.
I don't know if it was too cool or what, but a lot of people
were changing the weather or something, you know?
Yeah.
People just, you know, we had all that heat all of a sudden, and, you know, I know the past few days it's been a little cooler, but maybe it's just all of a sudden we're having withdrawals or something.
I don't know. A lot of folks were posting this morning that they were up early.
Have you looked into that? I mean, you haven't had time?
Well, I know what.
That maybe a change in the weather?
Well, it could be the change in the weather. I know for me, it was. I was up because of the. It could have been because of the rain, too, because my back was bothering me. So that's why
it's
been bothering me for a couple of days. But
it's been bothering you for years.
Well, that's a different story.
I remember you leaning over the water cooler at Lucent Technologies.
Well, that's it. That's life. That's what you have to do. You have to go on. Keep plugging away. So, I listened to the show last week, Dan. I wasn't here. And
you know, Ron, as much as I tried to, you know, take over that show, it's not the same without you here. I need you here. In fact, when your commercial came on, I got excited.
See, I guess it's not as easy as it looks, Dan, because remember when we were first doing this? How come you do all that? How come I can't do that?
No. Right.
And now that you did it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I want it. And then when you get it, you know what? I really didn't want this.
I never really wanted that. I always wanted to be kind of like the sidekick of a show, kind of like what I am here. I'm a sidekick.
Oh, okay. So you're the, well, you're a sidekick. All right. I'll remember that. You're a sidekick.
But a good one.
I didn't say you weren't a good one. I'm just, you're a sidekick. Okay, I got it. I understand now. That clears things up.
Would you consider me Robin or Cato?
Robin or Cato? I was thinking more like Gracie Allen. I could be George Burns if you want me to start smoking a cigar.
Now you've been, oh, for God.
No, Robin, Robin.
I get myself in.
Robin. I like Robin.
Cato had the moves, though.
Yeah, but Robin was more, you could say, holy gosh, Batman, and Zowie, and, you know, all that stuff, if you were Robin. Cato, you know, you just be, you know.
I know that I mentioned this when I came in, but on the ride, that was pretty funny when I heard the guy go, boop, boopa, boopa, boopa-dee-doo.
It's funny because there's a Manhattan Transfer has a song, and in the beginning it goes, boopa, 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 and it sounds like the same.
Why don't you play something like that on one of our shows?
Maybe I'll put it on for next week at the beginning. When
okay. Now, I don't have any golden earring for us this week, but the big news.
Oh.
Are you ready for the big news?
Wait a minute. Please, give me some aspirin. I think my heart's going. Oh, I got the big news.
Golden Earring are currently in the studio. They traveled to London, England. They were actually supposed to be in the the Abbey Road studios, but one of the band members got sick. This was supposed to be back in July, and they had to change it to a different studio. But they're over in England, and they're recording their 33rd album.
Wow. No kidding.
And it's been long overdue. I'm very excited. They're going to be there for a couple of weeks. And I will definitely keep everybody here posted. When I have some new material here, we'll play a little bit of it.
Are you going to do their music videos for the new album?
No. I don't even have a passport, so. But you know what? The video that I did for them, a lot of people like it. They loved it, and I'm very happy that I was able to do that. But
you let your passport expire?
Well, I don't really travel that much out of the country, you know. So.
But what if they send you on a mission someday on your job that you have to go out of the country to do something, you know?
Well, they won't be sending Lynchy.
Well, you never know. They may send you under the cover of a, you know, a Secret Service passport or a CIA passport or a NSA passport. Because they just print those up as they need them.
I do video work. What the hell are you talking about?
I thought you were a secret agent. I'm sorry.
Secret agent, man.
Well, you wanted to be Kato or Robin.
Oh, right. Do you mind if I take a bite out of my cheddar
cheese? Go right ahead, Dan. I would rather hear you chewing than your stomach rolling. One thing I want to bring up, I have a few things listed here, but...
I'm listening.
Just listen. Don't talk right now because I don't think everyone wants to hear what I'm wrong. Anyways, Jacoby Ellsbury.
Having a great year.
Yeah. And the thing, and I said this last year when it happened, Adrian Beltre should never have been going for that ball when he took him out. That was Ellsbury's ball. He should never have gone for it. So what kind of record would he have had last year when everybody was on his case? If you've never had a rib injury, how do you know how much a rib injury hurts? Because even a small fracture in a rib is very painful. Breathing in, anything, it hurts.
I don't believe he was really having a good season before that happened, though, Ron.
I thought he was.
I don't believe so. But well, this year he's been right from the get-go.
Yeah, but the point was Beltre took him out with his knee into his ribs
right. For
a ball he should have been nowhere near.
Agreed.
Because the center fielder calls off.
Sure.
Because he's the shortstop takes care of the infield, the center fielder takes care of the outfield.
Okay. So you look like you're getting upset that I'm disagreeing with the fact he didn't have a good, in fact, I was wondering about him last year, wondering if maybe we were making a big deal out of this kid. But this year, I mean, he deserved to go to the All-Star game. He's having a phenomenal season. If it weren't for Adrian Gonzalez, I think we'd be talking a lot more about him right now.
Well, I just think he would have had a better year last year if he didn't get hurt.
That's possible. He might have come around. He might have come around. Because when did that happen? Around June or something?
I don't know. All I know is every time I saw that, I just, Beltre did not belong there.
Agreed.
He should not have been there.
Agree. Now, were they talking about Adrian Beltre on the trade room?
Yeah, they were mentioning
Mets?
That, too.
No, we don't need him. You know
well,
what? We got Euclid a great
hurt
team.
His hamstring last night.
I saw that. Oh, man.
So?
I know.
What are we going to do?
Well, Beltre plays outfield, though.
Yeah, but Beltre.
Who?
Beltre was the third baseman.
He was?
Yes.
So what was he doing out in the outfield?
There was a pop ball, pop fly.
And he got all the way out to center field?
I think at the time Ellsbury was playing left.
Maybe they had the shift going on.
Wasn't Ellsbury playing left?
I don't recall that.
I don't know. There was something going on, but he collided with Beltre, and Beltre took him out. Should never have gone for the
ball. Maybe they had the shift going on.
Whatever. On a more happier note, I don't know if you caught the news at all, but about Bob Kraft?
Yes.
Okay. His you know, his wife passed away last week. Right, and then yesterday.
He looked a little rough coming out of the meetings, like, you know.
But yesterday they settled.
Right.
And Jeff Saturday, who is the center for the Indianapolis Colts,
mm-hmm.
made the announcement that if it wasn't that he thanked Myra Kraft for letting her husband be there for the negotiations while she was at her weakest point, and that if it wasn't for Bob Kraft, he's the one who saved the season.
Wow.
Is what they were saying. And then he even gave him this big hug on TV.
Wow.
And then everybody was saying if it wasn't for Kraft, you know, he's the one who was, he's the kind of guy that can build bridges, mend fences to get people together to talk.
Sure.
So it was thanks to him that the settlement came for the NFL. So I'm thinking, and I posted this morning, I know he's pretty stressed out right now. He's been thinking, why don't we send him to Congress and see if we can get this debt ceiling thing settled. Maybe he could probably go there.
Yeah,
and
are the Republicans playing the game? Now, I'm kind of glad you brought this up because I saw a bumper sticker, and this is, I told you I had something I wanted to talk about. I saw a bumper sticker while I was heading over here. I was stopped in traffic, and one of the worst things you can look at is a, I know there are Republicans out there, but a picture of George W. looking at you. I don't know. For some reason, the guy always irked me. For some reason, okay? But now the bumper sticker said, "Do you miss me yet?" with his big smile on there. And it said, how's that change and hope doing? You know, something like that. I might have it wrong there, but something like that. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's funny how a guy like him can go in there and screw up the whole economy. It took him 8 years to do it. But each year you saw it getting worse. And like within his third year, at least this is how I'm looking at it and how I recall it, by his third year, things were pretty much falling apart. Gas prices were through the roof and all that. And it really hasn't turned around since then. 8 years. Now, they expected Obama. After 6 months in office, people were saying, what has he done? What is it? Was he supposed to, like, fix it? Even in 2 years? I mean, he needs probably 2 terms to fix what got messed up. Now, I'm not blaming it all on Bush, but I don't understand how they can make noise like that, especially the Republicans.
No.
As if, you know, because Obama hasn't cleaned it all up in 2 years, well, then the Republicans are the way to go.
Well, I
And Bruce, I'm sorry, because you look like you might be a Republican over there.
Oh, what's that? What's that?
Never mind.
Independent.
I usually keep out of politics.
Yeah, and I don't really want to get into politics. I mean, there's enough politics shows on, and I just thought it was a good suggestion to get this issue settled to send Bob Kraft.
Right, and you know what? And you said that, and you made me think of that bumper sticker, but I was going to bring it up anyway.
Okay.
That's just my point of view. What, you got a problem with that?
No, hey.
Folks, if this was on TV, you'd see what I meant. He makes these faces at me.
Charlie Cullen, will you please?
I know.
You know, I was listening to you last week, and it was like Charlie was like me talking to you. It's. I don't know. It's. We can't get through to you. I don't know.
Stop it.
She did a nice job, by the way.
She did a good job. But you know what? I told her if I had to look back on last week's show and kind of give a brief description of it, it was basically like, nah, liar, back and forth.
Oh, well.
Well, it wasn't that bad. But
No,
she did a good job.
No, she did. She did. I was.
She was nervous.
No, was she?
Yeah.
I thought she would. You know, most people are when they first come to the show. They're nervous the first, you know, 5 minutes. But then once we start talking, it's just like sitting here talking with
someone. Right. Well, that's why I figured I'd just start talking about, you know, these little the things that we get into. Because that might have loosened her up or something. And it kind of did. But she mentioned something about when I go to shopping with her, I have to get, like, one of the first spots. I have to park closest to the... And that's not always true, but, you know, I mean, if there's a spot there, why not take it, right? Right?
What, if it's close to the building?
Yes.
I guess if it's there, yeah.
Well, she makes it sound like she'd park all the way in the back. Now, after the show, it might have been Wednesday. It was one of those hot, hot days. We went someplace. It might have been Walmart or something. I parked all the way in the back and made her walk in the heat.
You're terrible.
She chuckled about it. She laughed.
Oh, okay.
It was actually a nice walk.
Was it?
Do you miss the heat?
Do I miss the heat?
Yes.
I don't know. I think about that. If I lived in a climate that was hot all the time, you know, I guess it's better than the cold. I think I would rather be warm than cold.
I think you're right there.
Hot steak is better than cold chop. Right? You want to be burnt at the steak or have your head cut off?
Yeah, that's
right. I'll be burnt at the steak.
Why?
Hot steak is better than cold chops. Anyways, hey, another thing that we got to talk about. Because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's this Saturday evening.
Yes.
At 5:30, it's going to start. New Hampshire Roller Derby over at the JFK Coliseum in Manchester, New Hampshire.
And now, this is girls.
Yeah, this is female roller derby.
Female roller derby.
We had one of the skaters. What's her name? Do you remember?
Erica. I'll leave it at that. Oh, what was her...
Erica is one of the members of the Seabrook Meltdowns, isn't it? Is that what her team is, the Seabrook Meltdowns?
Or was that the name of one of the girls?
Seabrook Meltdowns is the team. And let me see here. I'm going to look it up right here on the roster.
Now, I noticed that you had something on Facebook as, you know...
As an event, yeah.
How many people?
I don't know. I haven't checked it. Probably just me.
I thought there were a few people on their run.
That were going
to
go?
I thought so, but I could be wrong. I didn't really pay attention, but I clicked to see how many, and I thought there were maybe like 5 or 6 people who clicked on it.
Well, let me go and check about it. Let me go to my...
Now, you should purchase your tickets through Erica. Are you going by yourself? Is that what you're saying?
At this point, it might be, because my wife's going to be... I don't know if she's going to be home by the time we leave on Saturday. If we go, are you going?
I'm going.
Did you find out? Are they the early match or the late match?
They're the later match.
They're the later match. So that's.
But I think that starts around no later than 7. I think.
Yeah, 7 or 7:30, and if you haven't seen if you've seen roller derby on TV, it's a racetrack where the corners of the track are raised. This is a flat level roller derby. It's not on a raised track, so it's.
And it's about the size of somebody's living room.
Well, actually, no. It's like it's like a hockey arena size. It's almost like
it's that big, Ron.
It is, because the JFK Coliseum is a hockey rink.
Yeah, but I understand it's a hockey rink, but they probably put this thing down in the middle of it, because remember when we watched it on TV, it was a small little.
No, it's not. It's not that small.
It wasn't that big.
It wasn't that small.
I don't want to say what I'm thinking.
No, it's about the size of a hockey rink. Maybe not the full hockey rink, but that's where they put it in. They put it inside the hockey rink.
Exactly. They'll put it inside the hockey rink, but it's probably maybe not even... Maybe, I'll say blue line to blue line tops. I'm sorry, but the...
Blue line to blue line?
Blue line to blue line, maybe.
No. Right. No. It's we'll see when we get there.
You want to make a bet?
What, do you want to make a buck bet? How much you want to make a buck bet?
If you lose, you go skydiving with the guys on the show.
Oh, I'd love to.
Whoa. You would?
I'll tell you, you know.
Would you go skydiving?
No, it's funny. They were talking about that. And yesterday with my grandson, we were watching the show that's on National Geographic called The Indestructibles. And one of them was about a guy who went skydiving. And he was with the two instructors. He went skydiving, pulled the ripcord, and his chute let go. And he pulled his emergency chute, and they're trying to guide him down, and he landed on electrical wires.
Oh, my goodness.
And he didn't get killed, and this show, it's like they research accidents and stuff. They thought he was dead, and they got there, and they explained why he didn't die, because of where he hit the wire, and the spark ended up, like, down
wow.
like 20 feet down the wire, which is why he didn't get killed. But it was it's a good show. It's
so you would do that?
I always wanted to do that. Skydive?
I'm sure that they'd love to have you.
One of my favorite shows as a kid, which you probably don't know, was called Ripcord. It was about skydivers.
Wow.
Anybody who remembers Ripcord.
I like roller coasters, but I don't think I could jump out of a plane. I don't like the thought of it.
Well.
I don't know what it would... Bruce?
Never.
Okay.
Not something I always wanted to do. And I'm afraid of heights, too. I mean, I fell 20 feet, so what the hell?
They videotape you going down, so.
Yeah, this guy, do you have a helmet cam? Why, you want to go with them?
I would not. I'd go watch if maybe you lost that bet next week, which I'm pretty sure you will.
What, about the roller derby?
Why don't you pull up the rink on your little monitor right there, right now?
Oh, you mean like you did last week?
I bet you can. Oh, what are you picking on me because I didn't have a computer? You're so quick with the insults. Oh, you're looking at the girls.
Now, you told me to go to the page and pull up the... I'll tell you, you know. Let's see here.
Well, anyway, while you're doing your perusing... Actually, you're not perusing, you're just browsing. I just want to remind people that next week is... Or this Sunday is the Yankee homecoming.
Yes, I have that down here, Dan, to bring that up. Yankee homecoming. In fact, I have their page right.
Oh, you're going to bring that up after?
No, you can bring it up now.
Well, I mean, just something to talk about. Well, who's that girl? Give me some names.
Some names what? Oh, what, of the skaters?
Yes.
Okay, see, Moxie Moonwalk, Pixie Bruiser, Seema Littleoff, Slam I Am.
Slam I Am.
SS Trixie, Trina Trioxin. Winona Thud.
Wasn't there something that was kind of like a meltdown type thing or something?
Yeah, the Seabrook Meltdowns. That's the name of the team.
Okay, that's the name of the team. I thought one of the girls had a name.
Okay, Dan, now we're going to settle this right now.
Okay.
Blue line. See the outline of the rink? It's past the blue line.
That ain't the blue line.
That isn't the blue line right
Wait
there?
Wait a minute, hold
what
it.
What color is that? Are you colorblind now?
That might be.
There's the blue line, there's the red line, there's the blue line. Here's the outline of the rink.
That doesn't mean that's their full rink right there. They're just having their picture taken at the stadium. Let me see the picture.
That's the stadium. That's the rink. That's what they skate on. It's flat. It's a flat surface. Flat surface. It's not curved.
When we used to watch it on TV, it was kind of like a circle that had like a center.
It's an oval.
An oval. Okay.
Yeah.
That had a center rail and an outer one, and it was like a track.
That's on the raised one. That's on the raised.
They're not on a raised one?
No, this is a flat roller derby.
Well, that ain't right. You're still going skydiving.
I don't mind going skydiving. That's fine. We can go to Orange Mass. That's where they have skydiving.
Well, that ain't roller derby to me.
What is it roller derby? What? Because you want them to what? Get hung up on the rail?
Yes. That's what I was expecting. Like flipped over and the crazy stuff.
And the elbow. It's a family type thing. Children under 10 are allowed in free.
I used to watch it when I was under 10. And I love that stuff.
On TV.
I got to talk to, what's her name? What's her stage name?
I don't know. I had it here. Now.
All right, never mind.
I went looking for your track, so I lost it.
All right, never mind. Folks, if you...
Techno Destructo.
Techno Destructo. I got to talk to Techno.
Techno Destructo. So are we going Saturday night?
I'm definitely going, yes.
You going to sleep during the day?
I will sleep during the day, and I will be there.
Okay, get some sleep. Get some sleep on Saturday so we can go. You're listening to the R&D Show on 1110 AM, WCCM. And if you want to call us, it's 978-687-8005. Out of the local area, it's 877-687-8005. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a dentist in the Lawrence, Methuen, or North Andover area? Dr. Arno Topp is dedicated to the practice of family and general dentistry. A graduate of the Tufts School of Dental Medicine, Dr. Topp has over 25 years of experience. The goal of Dr. Topp's office is to treat every patient in a complete and comprehensive manner. His experienced and friendly team will make your visit as comfortable as possible. Conveniently located at 100 Amesbury Street in Lawrence, Mass., call Dr. Topp's office today at 978-687-7811 and schedule an appointment. Emergency service is always available. Visit his website at toppdentist.com. That's TOPPdentist.com.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Boopa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.boopa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
And we're back. There we go, dear. See, I changed the music for you. We had some grand funk, some moody blues.
We didn't have no grand funk on there.
Foot stomp the music. When we first started the show.
That was grand funk?
Foot stomping music.
No shining on.
Tuesday afternoon.
Yep.
And now that was Sunshine of Your Love. Cream. Okay. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Grand Funk Railroad. Right. Wow, I forgot that was Grand Funk.
Okay, yeah. So no Sarah Bareilles. We're doing some rock music for you, okay?
Well, what about this girl that died this week and nothing by her?
Amy Winehouse?
Is that her name?
Yeah, Amy Winehouse.
I don't know nothing by her.
No, they don't know how she died yet either, so everybody might assume it's alcohol, drug, but there's no...
I mean, it's terrible, but somebody mentioned the fact that she's like the...
27 years old.
So how many rock stars have died at that age?
Yeah, like I guess Janis Joplin.
Was it 13 of them now or something like that?
Jim Morrison.
Jimi Hendrix. And the Jays. The Jays is John Lennon, Jerry Garcia, all these Jays.
Yeah.
Well, what was her name?
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, well, she doesn't fall into that category.
No Jays in that.
So it's too bad, though.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean,
It seemed like a lot of people liked her. I'm just not familiar with her stuff. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I know her music, and it's just anytime something like that happens, someone that young, I kind of hope it's natural causes or something that causes it.
Sad. Want to hear more sad news?
What?
There's a young lady that I work with. She had a swimming pool put up in her yard, one of those oval-shaped ones, and I remember her complaining about the guy. They hired some... hack, I guess, to put it up because he's worked for like swimming pool places, and they were swimming in it last Thursday and the thing collapsed.
Oh,
yeah.
Anybody get hurt?
I don't think so, but I know that they're very upset right now.
I guess
you know?
So. Yeah. I would imagine that they would.
Yeah,
be.
I know. It's a terrible thing. Man, the kids were in it. That would I can see a. But I'd hate for a pool to collapse, one thing, but with my kids in it?
That'd be like...
I'd want to kill the guy.
Excuse me. That'd be like something... I mean, you see those on America's Funniest Videos where people are in the pool all of a sudden collapse and you see them just all flowing right out. But something like that, plus the water and everything.
She's a nice girl and all that. So, I kind of hated to hear it about her. If it had happened to you when you were telling me, I'd probably...
You'd be laughing.
I get a little chuckle out of it. Well, because I know how you tell stories. Like when you were telling me how you were hanging from the tree that time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's an awful situation you were in, and but I feel for your brother.
Yeah, but now it's funny. It's funny now. I mean, you can look back and laugh.
I was trying not to. I mean, because you were telling me. And
that's like someday I'll look back at this and laugh, you know?
You're not laughing
now. Oh, I'll tell you. No, not right now. I'm not. Anyways, folks, July 31st.
What?
It starts the Yankee homecoming.
Yes.
But I saw on their site, it's actually starting on the 30th, and we're not going to be able to go to this. They have the Brew Fest that night, the Saturday night.
Well, he told us about that, remember?
Yeah, but we're going to be in Manchester. And Bill, right?
Yeah, Bill Greenwood.
Yeah, he's going
to
be at
the... He's the one who told me about it, and he said he can't make it to the roller derby, although I'm sure he would love to. But I'm sure, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Bill called in and kind of gave us an update about the thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he promised you a parking spot. I mean...
Well, no, he promised me a Sunday.
And a Sunday, because he's going to be at the Sunday booth, right?
I'm probably going to show up on the motorcycle. Although a motorcycle's banned in Newburyport, we're going to have to ask Bill. Well, what, did we get a phone call there?
Go ahead, Carl.
Of course you got Mr. Yankee homecoming.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good, Dan. Listen, that's part of our... That is our kickoff for Yankee homecoming on Saturday night.
Okay.
The Beer Fest down behind the Custom House area.
Nice.
What that is also a fundraiser for us for to help out with the fireworks and stuff like that.
When are the fireworks?
August 6th, 9:15.
Saturday, August 6th, launch from Cashman Park at 9:15, Dan.
Wow.
You going to be there for that?
I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping to if my buddy is able to get down with his boat. He's been up at Winnipesaukee all week.
Be down there in the mouth of the river?
Yeah, well actually, we have a little bit of a special spot where we can sit because since it's Yankee homecoming people.
Right.
See, we have special privileges.
Ooh la la!
But what I wanted, the reason why I was calling this morning was there is a change in regards to Sunday morning.
Uh-oh, no Sunday.
Was that the breakfast?
No. This is going to be taking place. This is what comes on later on. Our opening ceremonies will be taking place from 11:30 to 12:30 because we have our celebrity auction that will be taking place at 12:30 to 1 p.m. Our general chairperson is putting that on, and it's a chance to win a picnic lunch with one of our celebrities that's going to be there. I can't divulge who it is because they're surprise celebrities.
See, you don't have to tell everybody Dan's going to be there.
Well,
that's your surprise celebrity.
Well, no, wait
I'm
a
sorry.
Minute now, I didn't know Dan had special parking privileges.
Hey, let me ask you something. Kind of like digressing a little bit from the Yankee homecoming topic. What do you know about Newburyport and like motorcycle ordinances or whatever?
There is a noise ordinance.
How loud can my bike be?
Nothing like a hog. If you've got a hog and it's got a soft muffler, that's not an issue.
That would have been, yeah, I put a couple of Vance and Hines on mine, and not that they're the loudest, but they get some nice tone to them. So how far in can I go? No, not past Michael's Harborside? Or?
Oh, yeah, you can go in anywhere around the area as long as it's not really all that bad a noise. You know, that's all it is.
Well, what I'm saying is, what if it is? It's not like one
they're
of these...
If you're in amongst of a crowd, they're not going to stop you and say, hey, you got to turn your motorcycle off.
Can I say, do you know who I am? let me get Bill Greenwood here. I want to see Bill Greenwood. That's what I'm going
to
say.
I'll tell you something right now. They're going to have to find me up at the mall, and they're going to have to really look hard for me because I'm going to be running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Book him, Dano.
Yeah.
Never happened. But no, if you guys seriously, you're going to come over. You should try to get over there fairly early because with the weather the way it's going to be this coming weekend, it's going to be fantastic weather, and we're expecting a very huge crowd.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been there in a few years.
Well, you know, Dan, I've been doing it for 30 years, and it never ceases to amaze me. The crowds that come in, I mean, the people that come in and look forward to seeing it. I mean, we only had one real bad year where we still bust the chairman's chops about it. I mean, it was 9 straight days of rain. That's all we had that whole entire week.
Wow.
And that was in 1986. But other than that, you know, we look at it, we look at things this way. We've been going at it for 54 years, second longest running week-long celebration in the country. It gets better and better. And to finish it off, everything, our president of the board of directors is finally, after being with his girl for 11 years, he's finally settling down and tying the knot in August. So, you know, for the Yankee homecoming family, you know.
Does he need a videographer, do you know, or maybe a DJ?
They're handling everything. I don't get involved in any of that wedding planning and stuff, but I heard you gentlemen talking this morning about...
You know, you're so quick to just shut me off every time I try to...
No, Dan. I would never do something like that. You see, I've been around this a long time, and people, you know, the thing is, if people really want to get the nitty-gritty, all they got to do is just go on to our website.
Now, hold on. Now, you say you don't get involved in that. So if somebody came up to you and said, listen, I'm looking for a videographer, you wouldn't say, well, I know this Daniel's Video Productions
company? I would definitely recommend Hoopa Production. I definitely would recommend
it. Hoopa Productions, okay.
Yeah. I would never forget.
You can't forget it. And if you forget the name, just remember the Willy Wonka Boopa.
Hoopa.
Boop-a-dee-doo.
Actually, it's not Boopa, it's Oompa.
I know it's Oompa, but we've changed it, haven't we?
No, you're right, Bill. Boopa Productions, we got Dan as part of our thing now that we even posted it, that we do video with, through Daniel's video.
Well, and, you know, I'll tell you what, if you guys do come over, okay, and you got business cards, please feel free to pass them on around there.
All right. Sounds good.
I mean, you know, hey, I mean, it's... You know, you want the business, and I have no problem with that kind of issue at all. I like to see out of towners, out of staters. I mean, we've had people come in from all across the United States, Canada, and overseas.
Right.
I mean, they plan their vacation time.
Yeah, it's an amazing event, and I mean, I'm looking forward to it because, like I said, I haven't been there in a few years, and we might actually have some friends showing up with a boat, so we're hoping to climb up on that thing too. Yeah. You know.
Well, hey, you know, like I say, you know, if you guys are able to make it, you know, you're...
I'm going to look for you.
All you have to do, I'll be honest with you, I'll tell you exactly what color shirt I'll be wearing. I'll be wearing a white shirt with a gold Yankee homecoming trim on it.
Okay.
And I'll have a radio, I'll be walking around. If you see any of my other staff members and say, hey, can you find Bill Greenwood for me?
No,
Bill, call me on the radio.
You sound like you... Are you bald?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you sounded bald.
What?
What's the matter with bald?
There's nothing. No, I figured if you were bald, you would probably be wearing like a baseball cap.
What's the matter with bald, dude?
I have to because it says Yankee Homecoming on it.
Right.
That's my opinion. You know, that's my official Yankee Homecoming.
There's nothing wrong with bald.
No? I feel offended now.
Why do you feel offended?
Now you're discriminating against me because I'm bald.
But now listen, you know, don't forget about our pancake breakfast that morning.
Okay.
It starts at 7:30. It's going until noontime, and there's 3 different kinds of pancakes, so.
I can't get there in the morning, but I'm definitely going to be there in the afternoon.
All right.
Then all I'm going to say is good luck with parking in the afternoon.
Well, the motorcycle, I'm hoping it'll be a little easier.
Mm. It'll be at a premium, but hope to see you guys on Sunday.
Okay, Bill.
Thanks,
good talking
Bill.
To you.
Okay.
Have a blast.
Wait a minute, Dan. I just want to clear something up here. So Charlie was right.
What?
Last week when she talked about you on the motorcycle.
What?
Going through the traffic.
No,
you don't care.
I'm saying I might have an easier time finding the parking space.
With the bike who goes down the breakdown lane between the two. So she was right. Again, she was right.
And let me back up a little bit, but, you know, I don't know how to say this, but you're like a bald guy who needs a haircut.
I do need a haircut.
I know you
do,
because it's growing on the sides.
Yeah, I need a haircut.
Now, do you get a discount for that?
No, actually, they charge me double.
You're kidding, but why?
Because it's more work to be precision. That's a precision haircut. You can't just, you know, cut it.
No, they just take the number 2 and zip it.
Actually, you know what? I'm thinking of doing that myself. I'm thinking of going totally bald.
Totally bald?
What do you think?
You'd be scary looking. Would you keep the eyebrows?
Yeah, I keep the eyebrows, of course. I don't have browsitis. I mean, I have 2 eyebrows.
Okay.
But I'm seriously thinking of going bald. So, you know,
And listen, I've been meaning to tell you something, too. I know you wrote down my cousin there.
Yeah. Did you call my cousin yet?
Ronnie, I'm sorry. I just...
Forget about...
Never mind. You know, you, here it is, folks. He got me a video job. And what's it been, 2 days? And I...
You haven't called my cousin yet.
I'm going to call him.
Okay.
He lives out on the West Coast.
All right. It's okay.
I work midnights.
It was the first job for Daniel's Video Production through Boopa, and...
Wow.
What do you mean, was?
It was. I have to change my website now.
I'll call.
I'm only kidding. So Saturday night, seriously, if you could go roller derby, starts at 5:30 at the JFK Coliseum up in Manchester.
Yes.
Or Brewfest is going to be, you know, good, clean foam.
And listen, we're trying to promote this roller derby, and, you know, I hear Brewfest, and I'm ready to go there instead. You got to stop that.
Well, no. If it's a family thing, you can go to roller derby. I'm just letting people, we're supporting all local stuff.
What time does the Brewfest start?
Brewfest starts at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And roller derby is?
Starts at, they open the doors at 4:30, the first match is at 5:30, and I think that probably goes till about 10, because there's going to be two matches on Friday, and that's $10. Or $12 at the door.
Right.
For the roller derby. The Brewfest, it's only from 5 to 9.
Okay.
Okay?
Now, did you find on Facebook whether a few people said they would be attending the roller derby?
Well, no, because we switched over to...
You were looking at the girls.
Yeah, I really was.
Why do you deny these things?
What page was I on just now? Was I not on Yankee Homecoming?
You were there because Bill called.
Okay. Let's see here. Where are we here? Let's go to home.
Okay, so anyway.
Upcoming events. Let's see what
we got. Did I mention Golden Earrings in the studio?
Yeah, you did. Surprisingly, I can't believe that you did.
Oh, my
goodness. New Hampshire Roller Derby. Let's see who's attending. Dan Lynch and Ron Ferris are attending.
Wait a minute. I saw more names.
No. Just the two of us. And Kathy Lynch.
Hey, what's with
three of them?
Is that a Devo album up there on the top?
A Devo album?
Right there.
John Caparelli.
Caprioli.
Caprioli, okay. Six mutual friends like him.
He's got the
is cover the Devo
of
guy?
The first Devo album as his picture.
Oh.
Great album.
That Whip It.
You wouldn't appreciate
it good.
That because you...
Whip It. Whip It good. And that's part of roller derby is the whip.
That's what they're known for. Is yes, that's right. I still have to see that movie.
You do. You should see it. It's been on HBO and Cinemax and stuff.
I don't have that stuff. You know what? Because I have it and I never watch it. So why have it?
Well, which brings me to another... because Charlie brought this up last week, too.
The Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
Well, I found out the truth about that. Yes, they will be raising the rates. And I mentioned this on the show. I thought you listened.
I did. You could be grandfathered into what you have now. But see, I went on and changed mine.
Well, I thought if you had the streaming, that it was going to stay the $8 a month.
If it's just streaming?
Yes.
Yeah, $7.99.
I don't get the DVDs.
Yeah, and I had the DVD, so I changed mine. I'm just going to do streaming. I'm going to send it because at the time, that's all they had.
But I'm kind of hoping that because they're doing this now and they're trying, it sounds like maybe they're trying to wean out the DVDs, maybe they'll start putting some of the newer movies on there a little quicker.
I just wish they'd come in high def. And
they do.
Dolby. No, they don't.
Yes,
some of
they
them
do.
Some come in high def. Not all of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, some movies
they don't come in Dolby. They don't have closed caption, which they
sure
were getting a lot of grief.
Okay, I guess I never really noticed that, but I mean, I watched the whole Lost series and it sounded great.
Yeah, but it doesn't come in Dolby.
Well, so but it comes in surround.
No.
Yes, it did. Ronnie, I'm looking at you right now. I'm looking you right in the eyes, and I'm saying yes, it did. And you're making that face with those folded hands, and you don't believe me. Now, what about the Boys movie?
What about it? Daryl did that.
That's surround sound. Can you tell that's surround sound?
When you're in the theater, yeah, you can.
Okay.
All right.
So you know what surround sound sounds like?
Yeah, I have surround sound. I know it's surround sound. I watch movies all the time on HBO with surround sound. The blue light comes on.
Okay, so you know what surround sound is.
Well, now that you brought it up,
I heard that Lost off of Netflix was in surround sound.
You sure you weren't lost?
I was found.
Okay. Boys, since you mentioned Boys, Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011.
That was almost sold out. Why are you wasting your time?
7:30 p.m.
No, go ahead. This is a good cause.
At the Showcase Cinemas.
In Lowell, Massachusetts.
Reese. That's Reese-Ave.
What?
Reese, R-E-I-S-S.
It's right off the Lowell Connector, folks.
Right. Lowell, Mass. $10 to see the movie Boy starring Dan Lynch.
Will you stop it? I'm going to be starring in his next movie, though. It's going to be about a guy who rides a motorcycle. What are you laughing about? Listen to this.
It goes to the beach. It gets eye pollution.
No. A regular type of guy. A regular guy like me who rides a motorcycle. And this gang of motorcycle guys come up and like kind of taunt me and my girlfriend or my wife.
Well, you know why?
Can I fit what?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So I let them get away with it. But yet, little do they know, there's a little Billy Jack in me. But I go after each one of them separately.
Yes, Robin. Go ahead. Go ahead, Robin.
Does that sound like a good...
Well, I thought you were going to say that there's this gang of motorcycle guys, and you told him not to park there because he was going to get a ticket, and he says, I don't care.
You know, and that's why you don't write the movies. You only play a part in them.
I'm just telling the true story that I heard about somebody going to the beach with his wife to get some pizza or something, and there was a motorcycle gang. And
the Red Devil.
Yeah, and he said to them, don't park there. You're going to get a ticket. And he... You know, and then he took his time moving his bike, and
he was actually a very nice man.
See,
when after he hit you or before?
Nobody hits me. That's why I say in this movie I look like a regular guy, but I pull a Mel Gibson or a Charles Bronson on him.
Whoa!
Each one separately, one at a time.
So it's one of those revenge movies.
What was that Charles Bronson one where he put the coins in the sock?
Oh, yeah. That was...
Death Wish,
yeah.
Oh, that was great. And then he swung, he got the guy, and then he goes back to his house, and he's, like, shaking and stuff. That was great.
That was the first Death Wish when he was all upset.
Yes.
But then after that, he became
a nut.
Cool, calm, collected when he was doing his duty.
Yes, that's
there.
Right. That's right.
Well, that's August 3rd, 2011, 7:30
at the Showcase Cinema. I'm still working on the ideas for this movie. But
we should talk. I got even better than that.
It'll be Wednesday, August 3rd. And several cast members will probably be there that you will be able to meet and greet.
Meet and greet, question and
Daryl
answer.
Daryl Silva, the one and only.
Dan Lynch.
Well, a little part, but
I'll be there.
Ronnie will be there. Ronnie's been to all the showings.
Not all of them. I missed a couple.
Did you have popcorn at each one?
Yeah, actually, the one up in London there was good. They had some good hot dogs up there.
You had hot dogs, too?
Yeah, I did. Soda.
I've never had a hot dog at a movie theater.
Never?
Always have to have my popcorn, though.
Now, one other thing that got me upset again was, and I think this is a real fixable problem that either Comcast, DirecTV, or any of these television providers that we have.
I'm listening.
Who supply us with their DVRs that we have to get from them.
Yes.
Okay. President was on last night, pushed all the programming back about 20 minutes or so.
Right.
Okay. So last night I taped Craig Ferguson because Don Rickles was on.
Ooh.
I mean, I tape Craig Ferguson every night, but Don Rickles was on, and my brother-in-law loves Don Rickles. I like Don Rickles. And then I go to watch it this morning, and it starts in the middle of the David Letterman show because everything got pushed back about 20 minutes.
Okay.
So the last 20 minutes, the part where Don Rickles came out, I saw the part where he came out and then it cut off. So why can't they, when they change the schedule, when you go to check the schedule, they can change that anytime. Why don't they just hit a button and move everything back 20 minutes so that your DVR will start at the right time? I don't understand. It's a very simple software fix. Any software engineers, here's an idea. Just give me 10% when you develop it. That it's a simple software fix that they could go in and so that all the DVRs would tape at the right time. Does that not sound like a good idea?
Absolutely. you know, because we've known for a few days that Obama was going to go on TV, right?
Yeah, well, it,
at least 2 days. We had at least a 2 day advance notice that he was going to go on and talk about this debt thing.
Right, they knew about it. So it's very simple for them to do it, to just go in and move there.
Maybe they didn't know how long he'd be talking for, though, Ronnie.
No.
What are they supposed to call the president and say, Mr. President, how long will you be talking for? Yeah. Can you get it? Can you do it in 20 minutes? Can you keep it under 20 minutes, please?
Let me just say this. It is easy enough for them to have it ready to go, and when he finishes, everything's going to get moved 22 minutes, 23 minutes. They punch it in, hit a button, and it would adjust the
schedule. Did you say you missed Don Rickles?
Yes, I did miss
Don
Rickles. Now I got to watch it on
online.
Online.
Well, you know, the things that bug you.
We're talking about Don Rickles.
Yeah, I know. He played a great part in Casino, didn't he?
So that played this great past week was on TV this past week again.
Yeah. Toy Story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He played a great part in Toy Story. It was Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, right.
That's right. That's right.
CPO Sharky.
Oh, man.
Well, this wraps another issue of the R&D. Ron and Dan, they call it research and development, but we like to say it's research and discussion, whatever. We'll be back next week, right, Dan?
We will be back next week. Looking forward to it. And, folks, stay cool, but don't freeze.
Now, this is Dan's song as we go out. Just picture him on the motorcycle.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.